This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. While J.P. Morgan's takeover of First Republic was largely financial, right? Billions of dollars in loans and securities and deposits. It was also, in a sense, a real estate deal because among the assets being transferred are all of First Republic's bank branches. And there's going to be some overlap, too. Bloomberg did some analysis that shows the vast majority of First Republic's full-service branches are within a mile of existing Chase branches. Chase isn't saying yet what it plans to do with all that real estate, but in an online banking world like the one we live in, what does make people go to a bank IRL anyway? Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes went to find out.
Much like a pub, a bank has its regulars. Dwayne Brinkley is a security officer at a Chase branch in downtown Baltimore. Standing outside, he sees some people at least once a week.
And depending on what's good with them, right, you might see them in the same day as well. If the money's good, you'll see them in the same day.
Brinkley says a lot of these frequent customers are business owners, including 24-year-old Chris Watson, who gives Brinkley a quick hug. Watson's here at least three times a week and came today to deposit $1,500 from a customer who paid him in cash.
It's going to be quick and easy. They give you the deposit slip, you just fill it out, give them the cash, boom.
Watson runs a trucking and logistics company and manages a few Airbnbs.
I don't really like keeping cash on me at all.
He says he also makes withdrawals, gets cashier's checks, drops off money orders, all things that are hard to do online. And there's value for the bank in getting people to come in, says Jamie Peters of Maryville University in St. Louis.
This is a customer-based business. And in a lot of ways, it's become much more important to have quality customer service in banking because it's such a commodity product, especially on the retail side.
Peter says a lot of people open accounts in person, and some still use safe deposit boxes. Others only use cash and have to go to a teller to get the exact bills they need.
They tend to like certain dollar amounts and single dollars, $5, $10, that type of thing.
There are fewer places to do this now. The number of bank branches in the U.S. peaked in 2009 at nearly 86,000, according to the FDIC. That's dropped about 16% since then to almost 72,000. And Peter says when there's an acquisition, like with Chase and First Republic, some consolidation is inevitable and customers will adapt.
We will cross streets to get to a bank branch.
Peters also says not all in-person interactions happen at the branch itself. Some bankers make a point of visiting their commercial clients in person, too, both to do business and to keep up relationships. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.